Pressing on it, but I mean, I don't have vomiting or diarrhea or anything.
So pain, spasms, anything like that goes.
and you're usually fine, okay, and people, this happens all the time. People clean their ears, you know, whatever they do, but wax is supposed to be in your ears. It's protective, okay? Your ears are real sensitive. It's not like you're getting wax. I'm looking at your ears, you're not infected, there's no wax there. And I think they need to be cleaning, actually, okay? With the recommended, you feel like you need to clean your ears. It's like a key, I mean, it's like an ear kit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It has like a syringe and it has some glycerin peroxide drops that you can put in. So the glycerin peroxide drops will dissolve any wax that might be building up in the ears. And then they have a little blunt syringe like you use on babies.
Mm-hmm.
And fill it with warm water and squirt it up in there. And that'll clean out their ears. It'll be clean because your ears look clean now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to be stopped, you know, what else you're putting, going to put in the ears other than might get an ear kit. Okay, you can get the ear kit I'm telling you about and put a few drops in there just to kind of soothe the line of the ears.
Mm-hmm.
You help with maybe the itching sensation you have. I can give you some ear antibiotic drops. But you know, when you have an ear infection like that, like otitis externa, you have a lot of pain, discomfort, things
yeah.
like that. So you probably don't really need that, okay? You have all kinds of things over China. People tell you to do all kinds of things, but the reality is, you don't have wax in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what it means to be cleaned at all, other than you say sticking your finger up and nothing smaller than your fingertip.
Right.
And the glycerin or the ear kit is helpful. That's something you can use off and on.
Okay.
As far as the nausea in your stomach, okay, you have little centers in the right lower quadrant. We always have to worry about that because that's where your appendix is at. Your appendicitis can start off kind of slowly and develop a condition on the appendicitis. Your appendix can rupture, all kinds of things can happen, but you know, it doesn't sound like you had too much discomfort. You just have no soreness there. It can be okay to watch it for now.
Okay.
But if you continue to have nausea or any pain, particularly on that side, the safest thing would be to go get a CAT scan. They have a, it's like a freestanding wall down the street here before you get to the light there on the left hand side.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do that. If you feel like you need to, if you have no distress, it's not going away, you can go there and they can do a CAT scan to make sure everything's okay. They may not even do it, but I would think they would, particularly if it's getting worse.
Yeah.
So you want to keep that in mind. I can use something like Zofran. It's like a tap pill that you put in your mouth and dissolve in your mouth. And that would help you nausea a little bit. So you're not sure 100% which color you have.
Yeah.
Your trip was okay and everything.
You
don't have a lot of stress and they don't really want. Mm-hmm. But let's do that. Watch it and see how it goes. Okay, that's the best advice I can give you. You don't have insurance, so you want to get more medical costs than you need to. But if that continues to bother you or gets any worse, you don't have any choice. You go get an additional evaluation. We have a doctor, an entire doctor here on Monday that can do an ultrasound, but we don't usually take chances of some kind of appendicitis or something like that.
Yeah.
We really need a CAT scan. Ultrasound doesn't give us enough information. So that's the thing. Whenever you have that lower quadrant pain, you have to take from a lot of appendicitis, okay? So we're giving him a code and see if it will go away. Just relax and take it easy and put the pill in all of you.
Who are you talking about?
Yes.
Thank you.